South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers here with us on today's topic. Give us a brief update on agribusiness and trade. And boy, I tell you, as we look back over the year just passed, certainly a lot took place there, and we're off to an interesting start here in 2021, Commissioner.
Well, we are, and it's in the second week of the new year. Maybe good to have a conversation that's I'm about to say relatively normal. I don't know. But as we talk about trade and things going forward, naturally it will have an impact on markets, have an impact on what our farmers plant in 21. So good time to talk about it. And you're right, last year, how in the world did you sum that year up? You know, in the final analysis, we'll see an increase in net farm income from 2020, but with that big caveat that nearly 40% of it, you know, came from Washington with payments that were vital to keep production agriculture going as it feeds our country and the world. But that's not sustainable. So now it's good to see that the markets are moving in the right direction and might sustain production without all of that assistance coming from Washington.
Let's take a look at some of the trade agreements from last year. There were three major trade agreements, I think, that perhaps had as big an impact on South Carolina as any. Let's start with what happened in that so-called China Phase 1 agreement.
Well, you're right. Phase 1 is being implemented, and it had a positive impact. The exports of soybeans from the United States up nearly $6 billion to over $26 billion, and China was a big part of that. Corn, same story, with exports up over $4 billion to just north of $13 billion. So, again, some of our major commodities for South Carolina, including cotton, not quite as substantial, but up $300 billion. Mm-hmm. To $5.3 billion. So, again, China is a big, big player in how the supply and demand balance moves forward. And when you talk about supply and demand, then you talk about where the markets settle in. So with increased trade, the markets are more favorable to South Carolina producers this year.
USMCA, probably, if anything, I think that really plays a bigger role in South Carolina agriculture than even China, as those are our two largest trading partners. Is that not correct?
That is correct, and while we were pleased at the update of NAFTA to the USMCA and mm-hmm. that it might put us more competitive in some ways, it left a few things not addressed that we hoped would have been, and that is your seasonal carve-outs for your fruit and vegetable producers. We join our voices with that of Florida and Georgia and other places in the blueberry market and other things that we were hoping the USMCA would have addressed, but it didn't. But nevertheless, it is a 20-year update from NAFTA passed in the early 90s.
And Japan, sort of give us a quick overview of that agreement. How do you think that's going to impact South Carolina?
Well, you know, we get so focused on China and USMCA that we forget that Japan has, I think, the third largest economy in the world, and very few resources of their own, so they have to import it. China's always been a big protein market for us, whereas China is more of a ingredients market because they have a beef farming operation, you know, a beef industry in China, whereas Japan, being limited in space, doesn't have it, so they import more finished products like your proteins and whatnot. So getting some of these trade agreements updated with Japan benefits our protein markets like cattle and poultry and things of that nature.
Commissioner, can you sort of give us your perspective on how South Carolina is poised to take advantage of future opportunities?
Well, there are two. I think these markets that we were talking about, as they reach an equilibrium, and let's just take soybeans, for example. Mm-hmm. If they settle in and trade in a $12 range versus a $9 range, mm-hmm. then that sends a signal to our farmers that the market is going to be able to take more soybeans. So our farmers will respond. Same with corn and cotton. And those are some of our larger acreage crops. Then you flip over to your fruit and vegetable markets. I think COVID will continue to provide opportunities for those who ship more directly to consumers, and I'm talking post-COVID. Mm-hmm. I just think there will be some changes in consumer attitudes about that, and I think that'll create some opportunities. So we're going to be interested to see what our fruit and vegetable acreage look like for 21. So again, I think we've gone through the worst of this cycle, and now don't know where it will go. I don't think we'll see a repeat of those markets that we saw a decade ago by any chance, but some stability is certainly will be welcomed. I'm often asked, what are you farmers praying for now? And I always tell them, anything in moderation, be it rainfall, markets, you name it. Yields will take moderation. So I'm looking forward to a little bit of moderation for 2021.
And, you know, I would be remiss if I did not ask you about, and I think I've heard it referred to as a launching pad that is under construction now in Hampton County, a launching pad for the future of agriculture in South Carolina. Can you give us just a thumbnail sketch of what's happening there?
Well, that great big announcement is underway in terms of development. They got a lot of work to do down there to make some major decisions as to how they lay out their campus. But what I am excited about is that the food processor, the co-packer who's coming in with that, their capacity in their facility in Rochester, New York, is at 100%. So they need to move more quickly, and when they do that, it will open up some markets for South Carolina farmers a little quicker than we expected. So that's a good sign. Now, I don't know how much, but we're working with Clemson to see what crops they will need that we can grow that maybe we're currently not growing. So this will be a very good collaborative effort with this announcement coming to our state. So I'm very excited about what it means. Don't want to get too impatient to think that they're going to be up and running tomorrow, because it's going to be quite a development process for them.
Commissioner, anything you'd like to add?
No, just that I'm looking forward to 2021 being a year of a little more stability for our farmers and in a whole lot of ways. So I guess we'll take one more chance to wish everyone a happier New Year than last year.
Amen to that. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.